Hey guys, welcome to the Moms Talk Autism podcast. Today we're going to chat with you guys about our recent trip to Camas, Washington, not Washington, D.C., and just talk about some things. So stick around.
When you become a mom, you never imagine your child getting an autism diagnosis. It feels like your dreams have shattered, like a framed photograph falling off your mantle, exploding into a thousand pieces. But instead of trying to glue those pieces back together, this community of moms is here to help you build a new dream, a better one. So join in the conversation as us moms talk autism.
All right, everybody. It's all four of us here today. And I made some jokes already behind the scenes, and Tosh already wants to punch me in the face. Like she's missing me so much already.
I'm 100% missing her.
Tosh, let's first talk about how excited you are to not have us in your house anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Let's just start.
I'm not excited to not have y'all in my house. It's just people in my house.
I just want to normalize that.
I have had company pretty much the entire month of July, or going, you know, places. Mm-hmm. It's too much. I am 100% an extrovert, but it even for an extrovert, it becomes too much.
Well, I just want to normalize the fact that you can love someone and love being around them, but yes. It's also totally fine to want to kick them out to the curb, especially when their flight gets delayed and you have to wake up at 3:15 a.m.
That's my husband every day. Are you kidding me? I was so excited he went back to work today. I was like, yes. Overtime hire, please.
Well, my husband's off for the next 4 days, so.
Yeah, you know, hoo-hoo.
Send help.
I love you guys, but yes.
All right.
We understand.
Well, I was in and out. I was not in your hair.
Oh, man.
Not at all.
You were like,
I was zippy.
You were just a quick and fast, then doing the walk of shame. You know what I'm saying? Just like.
I was wondering where you were going to go with that.
I knew where she was going.
I'm here for it, though. Jean's just, yeah, quick and dirty. Let's get this done.
Wow. Wow.
I've cleaned up my act, okay?
Have you?
No. Oh, I have. I swear.
Anyways, we're just kidding. But yes, it is all of us here. Tosh, hi.
Jean.
Brittany.
Oh, hi.
Jean.
Oh, hi. Jean. Jean is
Brittany
here.
Brittany
is here too.
She was here.
Hello.
I know. Hi. She's Something frozen on my end. Oh, there you go.
Brittany is here too. I love how gentle she is.
A voice of reason. Brittany is our
Oh, God, is that you?
I will say, though, you guys, Brittany does not get ruffled. Her feathers do not get ruffled. She does not get – Brittany stays, like, even tone, you know? Like, she is – it's good.
Are you saying the rest of us are reactive?
No, not at all. But I'm just saying, like
– I don't know. I see Brittany get wound up tight. And you know where I see it? She's back home. And she is back to being wound up.
Well, yes and no. I'm just saying, though, she handles stress really well. Good job, Brittany.
You do.
Good
job. Thank you. Proud of
you. I hold it together for a really, really long time. My tolerance is high. But then once I reach it, watch out. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happens.
She implodes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 It's not pretty.
Yes. Well, you dealt with all of us very, very well.
It's true.
You did.
And so we all went to Tosh's house. So let's like clear all of that up. Like we all went to Tosh's house. We bombarded the Dillman home. We came in like wrecking balls. And
Shannon did the most.
I did. I was about to say something I can't say on this podcast.
Shannon outstayed her welcome.
I did. I thought Tosh was going to make me sleep in the street my last night there, but she very gracefully woke up at 3:15.
Well, Tyler did sleep outside with the kids one night, so that could be very well where you were going to go.
It's true. So Tosh then took us to all the places, didn't you, yeah. Tashi? You took yeah. us. I ate more food in the last 7 days. Like, I have not stepped on the scale because I refuse. I'm going to give it a solid 7 days of being back to my routine before I even get on the scale, because I ate everything on this trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have no regrets.
So if you out there, our audience, if you guys remember the first trip that all of us girls went on together was 2 years ago. And again, the girls came to Washington, but we did not stay at my house. We went down to the Oregon coast and stayed the weekend down in Pacific City, had a lovely time. So we have not been together for 2 years. Mm-mm. Well, that's a lie. I'm sorry. I did go to Super Bowl and I saw Shannon for a hot second, but yes, all of us together, we have not all been together for 2 years, and it was time. It was time.
It was time.
And we did some other fun things that are we talking about? Not talking about.
I don't know. What we're looking talking at
the
about.
Boss.
We're Brittany. All looking at Brittany.
Everybody looks up. Sorry.
And then she froze, so we don't know what she's thinking about.
My connection is super glitchy.
Well, I will say that Brittany probably was the most active outdoors that she's ever had to be in her life.
No, yes. I'm pretty. Yeah. I get
Tosh and I kept everybody
well out of her comfort.
Very active.
Yeah. Oh man, it was good. It was a lot, but it was good.
Yeah,
and Brittany made us the most delicious muffins. Also,
I didn't even miss the muffins.
You missed the muffins.
They were amazing.
Okay. Well, so what happened, you guys, was Shannon rolled in early.
Yeah.
Shannon came in on a Wednesday. She came in hot on a Wednesday. We got to hang out for a couple days before Jean and Britt came on Friday. And then on Saturday, we had a fun little event.
We did a thing. It was fun. Cool.
We did a thing and it was fun. Yep. And then we went out afterwards and had a really good time. Myself probably the most.
I was gonna say some more than others.
Yep. And then Jean, she was gone the next day quickly. She was out.
I made my walk.
What did we coffee. Say? It was like 36. Were you here 36 hours?
Something like that.
38 yeah. hours, something like that. Yeah.
It was good, very enriching experience.
For the tiny amount of time, yes.
And it was packed in very quality time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spent together and doing some business.
I would say
business.
If, like, here's the biggest thing that I have noticed is that it's so bizarre to me that you can meet these people on a social media platform, not having none of us even following each other before, mm-hmm. right? Like yeah. before that, yeah. We get together. We meet up in the Oregon coast. We decide to start a podcast.
Because why not?
And it's so bizarre that we are never together, yet it feels like we're together all the time.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Like maybe it's because we're you know, on Marco Polo every single day and we're in each other's lives in that sense, that it just feels like when we come together, it's like there's no difference, you know? Like we've been lifelong friends is to me what it feels like.
Well, and you know what I thought was so cool is, you know, you guys picked me up from the airport. So I get down to baggage claim and obviously Tashi's there and the kids are there. And I think it's just a testament to Marco Polo or just what that can do, because mm-hmm. your kids immediately come running up. They give me huge hugs, like we snuggle, and that's not normal, right? Like totally. If we had only seen each other in person 2 times ever, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. our kids would not feel that comfortable. Like then Brittany gets there and Jean gets there and the kids are hugging and like Tyler's my brother from another mother. And it's just, it's so insane to me that something like that can be born off of social media, which social media can be terrible, right? It can be terrible at times if you do not create boundaries around your social media. Mm-hmm. But I love that. And I think like looking over the weekend and we did all these incredible things. Like we went hiking and we saw waterfalls and we ate the best food.
So
and waterfalls. We sang TLC, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, repeatedly through the hike. We, you know, we did all these things, but I really think my favorite part of the whole weekend was just, was it Friday night when Jean mm-hmm. flew in and we were like all just downstairs in your living room on the couch, just like hanging out and giggling and laughing. And it's like, so yeah, we did all these really great things, but like the best moment was just us.
Yeah. Being just, yeah. Yeah. Just in the moment with each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I do.
Well, I think you point out something really important there, Shannon, about social media and how it allows that connection to happen. So often social media can feel like it has this two-dimensional ceiling.
Yes.
Right. And so you're right. This whole experience and this synergy between the four of us is a testament to even bringing that into kind of the third dimension. But it's also, you know, your soul connection to people is not just with partners or spouses. They are with mm-hmm. other individuals in your life. And just when you find those people that you gel with, and then just get you on a totally different level, it's like a new lease on life. You're a new world has just spawned open. And yeah, I mean, what if we didn't have Instagram? Where would we be? Mm-hmm. Would we even know each other?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I think to like giving us credit, and we've talked about this before in our story, but giving us credit for being willing to be uncomfortable taking it from Instagram to Marco Polo, which, by the way, Marco Polo,
it was a huge rite of passage.
We're still looking for a sponsorship. It like, yeah, like I'm going to tag them in this episode. But taking it to that next level, like I know Brittany and I were both crazy uncomfortable with getting on Marco Polo in the video chat. But I think just telling everybody, like when you meet these people, even if it's through social media, like, or even just anybody, like how common is texting nowadays? Like people mm-hmm. just text, people email, they never see each other's faces. Like get on Marco Polo or mm-hmm. get on FaceTime and talk to humans face to face.
Yes.
Because we would not have this relationship that we have if we were just texting.
Mm-hmm. And like I said earlier, because it is that, because it is through constant video chatting, it's that not even just the four of us, but even our families, you know, mm-hmm. feel like they know each other, you mm-hmm. know, and that is just crazy to me. Just crazy. Yeah.
Brittany's.
So grateful for.
Okay. Brittany is a little glitchy, but I'm going to stop everybody so Brittany can talk while she's not glitchy so that everybody knows she's here.
Everybody hang on. Okay. What do you want me to talk about?
Whatever you want, because you're here right now. So I want you to be able to get your words in.
I don't know what's going on, guys. I've checked my internet speed and all that. Everything seems to be working fine. We're just having a glitchy
day,
okay. You know,
we're just going.
But yeah, I had the best time. It was a great reprieve from my family. I learned so much just being with all of you, but even just, being in Tasha's space and seeing her interact with her kids and with Tyler and just all of that, I learned so much from them. Mm-hmm. I've gained a deeper understanding and a deeper love for their family. So, and I'm not a big physical touch person. I'm not a big, like, I'm very introverted, guys, like all those things. But every once in a while, you just need a little cuddle puddle. And I got that from my girls. So it was, I mean, we literally all like were on top of each other on the couch. It was great. It was great. We napped together in a big pile. It was wonderful.
In a big pile.
It was wonderful. It was like, that's like, you know, it's like sisterhood, you know? I mean, it just is, like I said, I don't know how to explain it. It's, you know, it's like girls you went to college with and you haven't seen in forever, you know, and it's like, you're just right back to where you were in college, you know, It's so weird and so awesome. Super grateful for you broads.
For you broads.
Broads.
For you broads.
And I think too, like, I was sad when everybody left. Like, obviously Jean left first after like no time here. So it's like, I was sad every time everyone left. I was sad sort of when I left. I was so ready to go home. Oh gosh. Don't fly Southwest. No,
I was just going to say she's having Southwest trauma.
Whatever you do. So anyway, like, but at the same time, I knew, like, literally the minute I got home, I was going to see you all on Marco. Right. So it's like, it's that sadness, but it's like, it's totally fine because I'm going to see you guys again in like 4 hours on Marco Polo, you know? So that is good for my heart. Also,
yeah, griping and lamenting about our lives and what we all walked back to.
Yeah. And I, that's what I was going to say is like, so what, I mean, obviously I was just still in my chaos, but, just slightly different because, you know, Tyler was manhandling it most of the time. But what was it like walking back into, was it like just right back into life, right? There is no,
it was walking like, right.
Mom.
immediately at my house, it was just walking right back into it. There was
I was thrown right back into it. Like, it was like, there was no transition.
Yeah.
It was like, boom, here you go.
Yeah.
Here's your mess and your kids. I didn't do anything to prepare.
Yeah.
By the way, Rory missed his morning medication dose. Fun time.
Oh boy.
That meant that there is a migraine on the horizon.
Yeah.
And puking. And it happened, you know. So it's now Thursday, and between yesterday and today, I'm starting to feel more recalibrated. Luckily, I actually didn't get too thrown off by the time zones. Like, y'all are on the same time zones, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. I basically stayed on my same schedule. I allowed myself to get up at the butt crack of dawn. I enjoyed it because I enjoyed the cooler weather, mm-hmm. because me and Shannon currently live in the depths of hell.
Brittany's close. Heat. Brittany's close, but yeah.
I'm right there too. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've heard. I don't even know. There were so many different phrases, but they were all centered around the same thing. Oh, the weather. Oh, the weather. Oh, the weather is so great. And at first, Tyler and I were like, what? We know it's cold, right? And they were like, no, it's just so good. It's so good. It feels so good. Oh, feel that breeze. There's always a breeze here.
I thought Tosh and Tyler were going to punch me.
What do you want when you have like four women that are going through midlife right now and we're leaving the heat to come to cooler days and temperatures? It's like, oh, it's so refreshing.
After hearing it for the, you know, millionth time, that was like, okay, we get it.
I know. I thought
Washington's,
you guys were
awesome.
Punch me in the face. Washington is awesome until there's snow and then I'm out. Don't sign me up for snow.
Gosh. Oh gosh. Oh gosh. Moral of the story for me though is that I think that you know, so grateful to have come into something that I never even thought, you know, up in my mind. Like I never thought, oh, I'm going to become friends with these girls on Instagram and we're going to form this relationship and this bond that's just, you know, thick as thieves. It, that's just so, for me, kind of beyond my friendship comprehension, you know, that's, I've never had that with anybody. So, go ahead, Jen. Sorry.
It's wild. And it's funny because I was going to say, especially like women, I say that like,
yeah.
I usually resonate towards friendships with men, especially like in my younger life, just because it was easier. So like to have a group of four women who have just become so close. But let me also say, we also annoy the holy crap out of one another.
Oh, of
so
course.
Don't think that it's, you know.
No. I mean, any this, friendship. Yes. That's, you know,
kumbaya.
You're going to have, annoying, but, yeah, it's just bonkers to think, you know, like there's so many different groups in my area, at least in Washington, in the Vancouver, you know, Portland metropolitan area that you can, you know, do meetups and you can connect with other, you know, neurodiverse families. But nothing that I've ever left, you know, like friendships with. I know that's maybe sounds bizarre, but like no one that I ever really connected enough that I'm like, oh yeah, we're going to go out and have, you know, mm-hmm. a continued friendship. It is so, I think, special what we've created here.
Can I say why I think partly that is due?
Yes.
And I'm realizing this later in my now adult life is that because there's also purpose driven behind it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you have purpose, it's like, and obviously our podcast has a mission statement, but also under the current of everything, we as friends have a mission statement
yeah.
that drives what we do. And like we're part of something larger than that.
Yeah.
And so we don't. And so when you find yourself in those types of relationships, those are what are worth holding on to.
Right.
Right. It's beyond just surface level. And it's going to take you on a journey. And when you go on that journey, there's going to be ups and downs and you're going to grow mm-hmm. and there's going to be growth. Mm-hmm. And it is about, like Shannon said, like being willing to be uncomfortable. I mean, and Tosh and I were like, heck yeah, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Got a face mask on, got some acne. I got my robe on, haven't washed my face. Hair hasn't been washed in 3 days. What's up, guys?
Hey.
How you doing?
Probably this a little bit me. Our number too, you know, our Enneagram number. But yes, it is hard to be, it is hard to just be vulnerable with people, especially people that you had never even met in person before, mm-hmm. you know? And I think the fact that is such a special part of it is that we immediately connected over, you know, such an important key part in all of our lives, you know, that it is, I'm not going to say it's the biggest, but it is a huge part of our lives and so much that we could just resonate and understand, even though we can't understand, right? Our journey is, each of our journey is different with our kiddos, but, just having that understanding of what we walk through as parents to neurodiverse kids, you know, mm-hmm. Where you can just let your guard down and go, these are my people. These are my people.
Mm-hmm. I got messages and my stories from friends and family members, and they all basically were saying this similar thing, but it was the main theme was, I'm so grateful that you have these women yeah. to lean into
yeah.
for support.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's not to say that we don't have our other, you know, mm-hmm. just like I said, those, you know, college roommates or those people that we've known, you know, pretty much our entire adult life, that we are friends with and we've mm-hmm. remained close to, but, it's just a different connection.
Well, we belong to a different club.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, yeah. you know what I thought was so interesting too, is like to have a friends who like, like I go into Jack's room to sleep and I just know I'm not going to touch anything. Right. Like to have those friends that get it, or to have those friends like, you know, one of the kids is having a meltdown and like
yeah.
another friend may jump in and be like, oh, well, you know, mar, 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 and it's not helpful in any way. Right.
Yeah.
So having those friends that are like, okay, like he's struggling a little bit. They back off, let you do what needs to be done because they also yeah. know that life.
They back off and let you do it. Or they, you know, step in and do some redirection to give you reprieve. I can't count yeah. how many times you guys, you know, stepped in just so that I could
get a break,
not throat punch somebody, you know, like whether that be my children or my husband, you know, like it's,
yeah.
and I kid when I say that, you guys, but
obviously,
but seriously, that is mm-hmm. to have people that you that you feel completely, you know, confident and safe with to allow them to do that, that is so awesome. It's so
awesome. Without, in knowing there's no judgment there, right? Because it's like exactly what we deal with at home anyway.
Every day. Yeah.
So, yeah. Exactly. And there's just something about that to not have to worry. I don't know. And like wonder what people are thinking. Mm-hmm. And am I being judged for the way that I'm handling this? Or, mm-hmm. you know, and there isn't any of that. And while I think we are all incredibly lucky, obviously, to have found each other, like we had talked about before, it's because we were willing to be uncomfortable, right? So that also means that you guys, like as our community, like reach out and get to know one another. Mm-hmm. You guys are all on our Instagram page, right? Like, or you better be on our Instagram page. And Moms Talk Autism. But reach out to one another. And like, if you're meshing in the DMs, get on Marco Polo. And
yeah,
it's going to be awkward. It's going to be freaking uncomfortable. You may be like me and hate it for 2 weeks. But like, if we were not willing to totally, Brittany and I, at least, to go out of our comfort zone and get in that Marco Polo with the group, none of this would have happened. Like we never.
And now they're the ones that are on it the most. Just so everybody
it is.
Knows.
It's Brittany and I. We're the talker. Well, Tosh, let's be real. If you want to get Tosh, you got to FaceTime her. Don't text her. Don't Marco her. Don't call her. You have to FaceTime Tosh if you need an immediate Tosh in your life.
I had somebody yesterday evening say, I'm going to put out a police report if you do not answer my phone call or if you don't answer my text
message. Yes. And it's nothing personal. It's just
it is not. So. It is squirrel. Shiny. So,
yeah. So, you know, I mean.
No, it is. I mean, obviously building this community and this podcast and, you know, being able to bring people together and help people share our stories and share all the other incredible guests that we've had on the show, that is. It is so amazing, right? Like that is, but the best part of this is the four of us, you know, I mean, it mm-hmm. truly is for me, you know, what if the podcast was not a thing anymore, I feel like we would still be a thing. We'd still be an item.
Mm-hmm. We'd still be an item. Oh, I love that. And I do think like, we want to say, you guys, like we do have a grander vision for this, right? Like there Absolutely. Are so many more things that we want to do for you guys and to help you guys and to help you connect and all of those things. But we are also like only for humans who have families and children and other jobs and everything like that. So we do have all these things that we want to do. It's just, it takes us time because, you know. Life.
We're small, but we're mighty and we're trying we do have the big dreams for this.
Quality things take quality time.
That's very true. Yes. Yeah.
So much that. Oh, girls.
I feel like
it'll be worth the wait, guys. It'll be worth the wait.
Brittany, are you over there just writing a novel or?
Brittany is afraid to talk because she's glitchy.
I'm so glitchy and I'm afraid I'm going to ruin this beautiful moment. So I'm just being quiet. Sorry. I'll talk to you next time.
I need you to be part of this beautiful moment.
You're okay now.
I'm here in spirit. I need you to be part of this. I don't know what's true. Happening. Sorry, guys.
And then we're like, no, it's fine, Brittany. And then she freezes.
Brittany, I just want to reach for your face and be like,
because we'll touch you.
I just want to caress your cheek.
It's going to be okay. We need you here with us.
Oh goodness.
I'm gonna have to wait another year and a half for like a cuddle puddle. Mm-hmm. That's rough.
Yeah. So then that's the other thing too, is that, you know, we don't have to tell all of you out there that it is not easy getting away from your family. It's not easy planning, you know, trips. It's not cheap. It's not anything. Mm-hmm. But we have committed, I think, to making this happen every 2 years.
Mm-hmm. I liked the term getting away instead of going away from your family. Getting away.
That probably speaks volumes to who I am.
Speaks volumes to who I am right now. Let me tell you. Can I get away, please?
Except next time we are getting Tosh out of Washington. We're
praise
getting
praise Jesus.
We're getting Tosh away.
It was not a vacation for me.
No, it was not. She still had to mom, and then she had to mom us as well. Like, so you had to mom your family, and you
I was the ringmaster of the circus, and let me tell you, it was.
Are you going to get a massage?
I think everybody took turns being mom this weekend.
Very chaotic. It was very chaotic. But you know what? These girls dealt with me when I go into my meltdowns, because let's be honest, you know, I have a little bit of a temper. And they just rode it out. They did. They were champions of just, you know.
Sometimes we just all have to get our B out. You know, sometimes we just gotta, we're a non-explicit podcast, so I have to leave it at that.
Oh, I was like, B, okay, I get it now.
Non-explicit podcast. Mm-hmm. Disclaimer, disclaimer.
Disclaimer. you know, sometimes you just gotta let it out. You just gotta roll with it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And again, like I said, next time, and like you said, it's going to be on neutral ground. And it's going to be so good. It's our time. It's our time to.
It's going
to
be so good. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Just to connect and to breathe, you know? And we will advocate for that all day, every day, you know, as just being in this life and just as parents, period. Mm-hmm. But being, you know, parents to autistic kiddos, just takes it up a few notches, you know, and, you need that self-care. Self-care is getting away and filling your cup with Brittany, Shannon, and Jeans.
And eating all the food.
And drinking mom juice.
Yes. All of those things. Which, by the way, you guys, when my flight got delayed, Tashi made me the tastiest cocktail. It was very good. Oh,
again,
Brittany.
Something different.
We muddled some of the blackberries that we picked because, newsflash, those of you.
We've talked about this before. Didn't you guys call me like high maintenance or.
You are high maintenance.
Oh, you're so.
You didn't give me any of that floral gin from the
when I was South telling you
how sweet I had it.
I liked it. When I you had was telling it. Me I was like, you're like, oh, Uncle you're Bells. Next level. You're
you
next
really level. Are. But Brittany,
but then I make you made sure a cocktail. I had Uncle Bells. I make you a fancy cocktail, and then you got something else to say, huh?
You didn't give me the fancy floral gin from the southwest corner of Sweden or wherever it came from.
The southwest corner of Sweden.
I just got one that was mixed with water.
Can somebody even tell me?
By the way, you guys, if you didn't know, you can just walk through Washington and pick blackberries. It's a thing. You walk through Washington and you pick blackberries.
Shannon, there are other parts of the country
with blackberries
that,
I'm aware
that you can do that
but not Arizona. You may be able to pick some prickly pear fruit in Arizona, but there's no we
picking the armpit hairs. Yeah,
we muddled the blackberries that we freshly picked from somebody's yard.
Yes,
it was anyways, delicious.
So good. It was so good.
That's how I felt about figs here in Texas.
Figs.
Yeah, fig trees
I would not
everywhere.
Know what to do with
oh
a
gosh,
fig.
That's so funny. We just walked past a fig tree this morning, and this long a little fig was on the ground. And she was like, "What is this?" I'm like, "Oh, you can eat that."
Yum,
yum.
Oh my god.
But the question is, did she eat it?
No, because you know,
no.
Shannon.
Also, the question is,
clone.
Does your family?
Can you tell me what the cocktail is that you made for. I just want to know because I want to know. I want to know what I miss.
Oh, okay. It was just Tito's vodka.
Okay.
Muddled blackberries.
Okay.
A blackberry lemonade Waterloo. And a little sprig of basil. Oh no, and we mixed I forgot we put a little bit of Country Time lemonade in there. Just like a little spoonful.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get for a little bit of sweetness, you know. And then of course nugget ice because you know, nugget ice is life. Yep. That's it. That's it, Jeannie Weenie. Is it just the two of us now? Where did Shannon go?
Everybody's frozen.
Everybody's gone.
I know. Now I want a cocktail.
Okay. I think it's that time. You can. Oh, it's 12:30 there. You can totally have a cocktail. Brittany and Shannon, are you guys gone? Are you gone?
I'm here. I just don't know what's happening. This is what I get for trying to podcast with all my children here in the house.
Okay. We're probably going to have to wrap this bad boy up.
Yep, it's time.
Okay. It's time. All right, guys. We love all of you. We will continue to work our behindies off just to further this podcast into other fruitful, awesome things that you guys can enjoy. But for now, we will catch you next week. Do not forget to follow us over on Instagram at Moms Talk Autism. If you have any issues or problems, you can email us at, I don't know, because I don't know our email.
Hello@MomsTalkAutism.com.
Hello@MomsTalkAutism.com. There we go.
Yes. Good job.
And and leave us a 5-star review. And if you could, a little written review if you have that capability, because that is what helps us reach so many other people like y'all and bring you all together. All right. We will see you next week. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.